I titled my message this morning, The Heart's Deceit. And you'll notice in the lectionary reading for this week is in Mark 7. Now, they just list 24 through 37, but I want to take it from chapter 7, verses 1 through 23. And you wonder why sometimes you'd want to do that, because if you take Scripture and you don't have it read in context, it sometimes will leave some pretext. So I always like to make sure that we look at the Scripture in the whole. So Mark chapter 7, verses 1 through 23, New Living Translation. This is Jesus teaching about the inner purity of the heart. One day, some Pharisees and teachers of religious law arrived in Jerusalem to confront Jesus. They noticed that some of Jesus' disciples failed to follow the usual Jewish rituals of hand washing before eating. The Jews, especially the Pharisees, do not eat until they have poured water over their cupped hands, as required by their ancient tradition. Similarly, they eat nothing brought from the market unless they have immersed their hands in water. But one of the many traditions they have clung to, such as their ceremony washing of cups and pitchers and kettles. So the Pharisees and the teachers of religious law asking, why don't your disciples follow our old age custom, for they eat without performing the hand washing ceremony? Jesus replied, I love this, you hypocrites. Isaiah was prophesying about you when he said, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far away. Their worship is a farce, for they replace God's commands with their own man-made teachings. For you ignore God's specific laws and substitute your own traditions, they said. You reject God's laws in order to hold up your own tradition. For instance, Moses gave you this law from God, honor your father and mother. And anyone who speaks evil of a father or a mother must be put to death. But you say, it is all right for people to say to their parents, sorry, I can't help you, for I have vowed to give to God what I could not have given to you. You let them disregard their needy parents. As such, you break the law of God in order to protect your own traditions. And this is only one example. There are many, many others. Then Jesus called to the crowd to come and to hear. All of you listen, he said, and try to understand. You are not defiled by what you eat. You are defiled by what you say and do. And then Jesus went into the house to get away from the crowds, and his disciples asked him what he meant by that statement. Don't you understand either? Jesus asked him. Can't you see that what you eat won't defile you? Food doesn't come in contact with your heart, but only passes through the stomach and then comes out again. By saying this, he showed them that every kind of food is acceptable. And then he added, it is the thought life that defiles you. For from within, out of the person's heart, comes evil thoughts and sexual immorality, theft and murder, adultery, greed, wickedness, deceit, eagerness, and lustful pleasure. Every slander, pride, and foolishness. All these vile things come from within, and they are what defiles you and makes you unacceptable to God. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing and the understanding of his holy and precious words.